हरे कृष्ण। अदर्स डोंट एंडेंजर आवर लिबर्टी एज मच एज डू वी आवर सेल्व्स। नाउडेज पीपल आर ऑफन वेरी apprehensive about losing their liberties. You know, if any country is taken over by a dictator, then there is international condemnation of the suppression of liberties under that dictatorial regime. If there is some religious cult which tries to micro-control people's lives, then that cult also often gets strongly reproached in today's social circles. So now, in such a situation, we often are very aware and alert about threats to liberty. From where might the liberty be threatened? But quite often we may forget that the biggest threat, our liberty is endangered the most by ourselves, not so much by others. How is that? Usually we think of liberty as having the freedom to do what we like. To do what we think. Now, what we like means we think, do all the things that we think will make us happy. Now, when we do these things, initially we may do them just for curiosity or with the hope of pleasure. But over a period of time, quite often these indulgences become repetitive, they become compulsive, they become addictive. Consider, for example, a person who decides to drink while they are in college in a party. And the first drink is just exploratory. Let me see what is all this about. They drink once, they drink twice, they drink thrice. And over a period of time, they become alcoholics. The Bhagavad Gita cautions us about this in 16.11 when it states, Asha Pashashatair Baddhaha Kama Krodha Parayanaha Ihante Kama Bhogartham Anyayenata Sanchayan. So, Asha Pashashatair Baddhaha Asha Pasha. That actually, desire is like a noose. So, 16.12, desire is like a noose. Shatair, hundreds, baddha, people are bound. Kama krodha parayanaha. And with the desire for enjoyment, they become devoted to, completely give themselves to lust and anger. Kama krodha parayanaha. Ihante kama bhogartham. Ihante. In this way, kama bhogartham, for the purpose of sense gratification, anyayena artha sanchayan, they often do anyaya, they do wrong things, they act immorally. So the point is that we ourselves can act in destructive ways, and then which damage others, which damage ourselves, and we become addicted. So for today, the world over, there are millions upon millions of people who are addicted to various things. Some of them some to alcohol, some to drugs, some to smoking, some to video games, some to pornography. And in this way, this addiction is creating a big problem. So people are becoming bound themselves rather than somebody else threatening and stealing their liberty. It is we ourselves who are stealing our liberty. And that we need to be as vigilant towards the internal stealing of our liberty as we are towards the external stealing. Say if we are Indians and if Pakistan attacks India, the whole nation will rise to in protest, in anger, and there will be a great groundswell of support for the military that is defending India's borders. So that is very visible and that is desirable, but for a practical level, for a personal level, we need to also similarly rise when there is a threat to our liberty. So when desires which are actually going to become addictive, desires which promise pleasure but deliver bondage, when such desires start alluring us, we need to be equipped to resist those desires. Becoming equipped means, first of all, becoming philosophically astute by studying the Bhagavad Gita to understand the nature of these desires, how they bind us. And secondly, becoming devotionally alert, devotionally resourceful, by which we are able to connect with Krishna, absorb ourselves in Krishna, relish higher happiness therein, and thus reject the temptations for worldly pleasures. And when we are able to, by absorption in Krishna, free ourselves from the danger to our liberty from within, we will actually attain the supreme liberty. We will move towards liberation from material existence, where And when we attain Krishna's abode, there is no restriction, no limitation, no deprivation of any kind in our hearts longing for eternal happiness. Thank you. Great.